I'm Wes with your Linux headlines on November 21st, 2019. Google Cloud Platform has introduced bare metal hosting to help ease cloud migration for companies running specialized workloads. The move sees Google playing catch-up with the likes of IBM, Amazon, and Microsoft, who have all had bare metal offerings for some time. The company is offering a range of hardware specifications for provisioning, and although the servers will be co-located in Google's data centers, they won't be directly part of its own fully managed cloud. But they will benefit from a high-speed interconnect into that infrastructure. Google expects the solution to be popular with customers for a number of use cases, including machine learning. And the company has also made an announcement on that front. One of the big problems for machine learning and AI users is understanding exactly why their models produce the results that they do. So Google has introduced a feature for their cloud platform dubbed AI Explanations. The tool attempts to quantify the factors that result in model outputs, but in this initial release, only works for models that were trained with the first version of TensorFlow. Automattic has released a security update to its Jetpack plugin for WordPress, and all users are being urged to update immediately. The company has actually pushed out 29 different point releases to cover all versions of Jetpack going back to the 5 series, following disclosure of a critical vulnerability that's existed in the codebase since July 2017. About 4/5 of potentially impacted WordPress sites have already been updated, but around 1 million vulnerable sites were still online as of earlier today. Voting has begun at the Fedora project to fill 7 vacancies. Eligible members and contributors have until Thursday, the 5th of December, to cast their ballots to elect new representatives to the project's main council, its Mindshare committee, and also to fill 5 seats on its engineering steering committee. Another group that would like your input at the moment is the team behind Golang. The project has just published its annual survey and wants as many users of the programming language as possible to provide feedback. So head on over to the show notes to find that link. And finally, if you thought yesterday's headline about Codefresh's fund for open source projects was too good to be true, you were sadly right. The company has subsequently clarified that the $100 million they were talking about pumping into the ecosystem won't be in the form of hard cash, but will instead be platform credits for services like their own. An offer that's still useful, but not the cash injection that many open source projects would most benefit from. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/54.